Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
What are we doing on this show? I'm just making noise for the sake of making noise. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing, of course. You want to get stocked up? Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other great new Bud products. So you're never thirsty. If you ever think you're going to be thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty. Because you're stocked up. There you go.
Yeah, stocked up. Yeah, you're not going to ever be thirsty. Major League Baseball, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to go right to NBA, right? Last night, it is kind of important, 2022 NBA playoffs, round two. The Celtics last night beating the Bucks 116-108. That series is tied 2-2. Actually caught that game because that game ended around like 9:45, right before I went. I'm like, nice. See, this is how basketball should be. 9:45, I'm going to bed. But then there was another game coming on next that I wanted to watch. But I didn't. Anyway, dude, the Bucks, dude, even though they lost last night, they were winning the series 2-1 before last night. Now it's tied 2-2. You need to watch your Bucks a little bit, man. And you need to watch Giannis Antetokounmpo, or however you say his last name. But, my God, dude, a basketball player, like if you're playing a video game like NBA 2K, right, and you got all these credits and all these points, and then you make a player, you're like, I'm going to make the best basketball player that I can in this game. That's the guy. That's who it would
He's
be
the
in
guy.
The game. He's the guy. His name's Giannis, and he plays for the Bucks. It's unbelievable. This guy can move. He's tall. He dunks. He can shoot.
I feel like I'm too late to the game because I've never really been into basketball. I've never watched the NBA, and now I feel like just because the Bucks are good, which I don't think they've been good since like the 70s was like the last time they were anything. So I feel like if I jump on now, I'm going to be that guy like, hey, this guy's a big phony because I don't know any of the other players.
I mean, there's a lot of great players in the NBA. I mean, there is. And that just proves of how good this dude is.
Yeah.
It's like, even with all the other great players, he still stands out that
he's
much.
Young. He's young, too. He's young. Yeah. You got a lot of basketball left in him. So,
dude, he can dribble the ball twice and be on the other side of the court. Like his strides are like 10-yard strides. It's
I've been saying this for years. The Bucks are the team to beat. I've always been a huge Bucks fan, and I'm glad to see that they are playing so well.
Yep. Well, they got beat last night, so Celtics pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So are the Warriors. The Warriors beating the Grizzlies last night, 101-98. That series tied 3-1. I did just catch like the first 5 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know if it changed because I didn't see the rest of the game, but the first couple shots I saw Curry throw up, bonk, bonk. Like, dude, didn't you just hit 105 in a row of practice? Doing this with your eyes closed.
Used
right?
all your good shots, man. You gotta save those. You gotta save those, man.
Wasn't that set on the range the other day, Brock, when we were golfing? Yeah. Like, you hit a few good shots, and you look over at me like, don't waste them.
Don't waste them, man. That's
don't
it.
Don't waste all the good.
Nothing worse than wasting all your good drives on the driving range, man. You got to save those for the course, buddy.
It's like you got a satchel of drives in
That's
your
it.
Pocket.
That's it.
Don't use them all on the range, man. You got to have some flop there.
The deal I made with the golf fair was like, all right, you get 12 good shots around. Okay, you better make them count, buddy boy. That's it.
Make sure everybody's watching when you use that first one at the range.
Ooh, there's a lot of people here. I'm going to use one of my good shots. One of my good shots.
Anyway, tonight, 76ers is going to be in Miami playing the Heat 7:30. That series tied 2-2. The Mavs going to be in Phoenix playing the Suns at 10 o'clock. That series also tied 2-2. More NBA news. According to reports, Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. You know that guy.
Nikola, I think. Is
Nikola?
Probably. Nikola.
What did I say? Nikola?
You said Nikola.
Nikola? Nikola Jokic.
That sounds like an off-brand German cola. Nikola.
Nikola.
Yeah, I have my Nikola.
Nikola Cola.
Nikola Cola.
He's won the NBA MVP award for the second straight season, making him the 15th player in history to win multiple MVPs. Jokic also making history in a different way. He's also the first back-to-back MVP to lose in the first round of playoffs.
This guy sucks.
I mean, he doesn't. Maybe the rest of his team isn't.
What a bum.
He's a big dude who moves good.
Yeah.
He's one of those centers, man, those middle guys that you're like, yeah, this dude's athletic, and he's also like 7 foot tall.
Is he good on his pivot foot?
Oh, yeah.
Pivot
dude,
foot?
He looks, it's weird. He looks proportioned. You know how you get like your 7 foot one person, and you get like, say if I was 7 foot one, it would be like gangly and skinny. My knees would like bow in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like just wouldn't look coordinated.
No.
Like this dude at 7 foot.
You look like a marionette puppet when you're running.
Like
down
on
the
camera,
court.
You're not like he's 7 foot.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell because he's not uncoordinated. Like yeah. he anyway.
Not like Yao Ming.
Yeah, some of those guys get the really long legs, man, and they look like they're shaking at some point. You know, like those aren't gonna last.
Of course they are, because human joints aren't made to hold that much weight up, man. It's insane.
Yeah. 7 foot up in the air, too.
Yeah, it's a long way to fall down.
Could you imagine? Real quick, there's a video. I think it might be on YouTube. It's a guy. He's 7 foot 1 or 7 foot 2. He's a tall white dude, and he puts a GoPro on his head. And the title of the video is 7 foot man daily life. And dude, he walks through a grocery store and he ducks to get into the, and it's just weird seeing it at his point of view, right? So he goes like by like the frozen food section and he like looks on top of the thing and it's like all dusty because nobody dusts anything. He's dodging signs telling you which aisle is which. It's weird to see somebody that tall in that.
No, Hunter, at 5'8" ish.
You have no idea.
I have no idea what that's like. Okay?
How about this?
Unless I stand on a ladder, I get it. Okay.
No, tomorrow when we go shopping, I'll put you on my shoulders.
Oh,
dude,
thanks, we'll buddy. Thanks, buddy. Put your little tiny buddy up on your shoulder so I can feel the what the air is like up there, the refined air up top. No, Hunter.
Hey, it's National Shrimp Day. Shut up.
At just barely the average height for a man, I don't know what it's like to be 7'1", okay?
Brock's getting a little sensitive. I put a picture of us on Facebook. I'm average height.
You know what? Swear to God. I swear to God.
I'm just tall. I'm sorry.
You're just freakishly large. That's all it is. I'm normal. You're the freak, okay?
You know what's funny is I'm always the one taking the picture, too, so it's like I'm closer to the camera, so yeah, I look even bigger.
Look even shorter. I'm back there like, hey, like a hobbit. I'm taking the photos from here on out, all
Lord
right?
One of the Rings? God, what am I, Gandalf?
Yeah, right? You're Gandalf, and I'm sitting there, hey, Gandalf, can you give us some magic?
Huh? Make me taller.
You're so tall. I'm going to get that surgery where they break your shins and then they extend it.
He's got really long shins, man.
Look at me.
All right. Go, Gadget. Get taller.
Spent a fortune on lifts in my shoes. I get it. All right?
You know.
Anyway.
Well, it's kind of a weird way to end sports.
Me angry about
it. I got more coming up next hour. Hey, more horse racing, so get that gunshot.
Oh, beautiful.
Ready.
Good. That I get.
Some NFL baseball news, man. So.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock what? Yeah!
Well, good morning. 722, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
We got to get to it. Sports time. Maybe.
Time
there
for
we
Plan
go.
B
There's
Morning
the
Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
That was like delayed. That was weird. Anyway, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other great bread. Bread padding. Apparently, I had a couple this morning because I can't talk. So, anyway, get stocked up. Bud Distributing, they got you taken care of.
Major League Baseball last night, real quick, some scores, man. The Oakland A's beating the Tigers 2. The A's beating the Tigers 2-0. The Guardians beating the White Sox 12-9 in 11 innings.
Stupid.
The Guardians.
Stupid. Hard, stupid. Stupid.
It's hard to get in the stadium. A bunch of Guardians, you know.
That was stupid.
The Cubs beat. I know it was stupid. That's why I moved on. The Cubs beating the Padres 6-0. There you go, Cubbies. Come on. You know I'm still down to go to a baseball game. You want to? Let's go.
Nah, I'm busy.
You're busy? You got to get a shower and do some stuff? Is that what you got to do?
Just busy.
You know what? I'm not going to invite you anyway. You don't like going out anyway. So I'm going to send you a bunch of pictures of us having a good time drinking beers, $9, $10 beers.
I'm like, oh, too bad I'm not there.
You know. All right, you know what? You're not invited. Today, A's, we're going, man. A's going to be Detroit. This is game one. Game two at 4:40. Game one, 1:10. Game two, 4:40. Cleveland going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Cubs over in San Diego playing at 9:40. Another baseball story here. How's this for showing up at crunch time, man? Listen to this. Gavin Van Kempen, he's a high school pitcher at Albany, New York, pitched his third straight no-hitter, which we talked about that. That's an argument for another day. But pitched his third straight no-hitter in the stands at his high school game where scouts from more than half of the teams in Major League Baseball. Seems like there's a pretty good chance Van Kempen will be picked up early in the upcoming MLB draft and start working on his pro career. Dude, that's crazy. Dude, can you understand? You know, like, if you're a high school recruit and you have half of the Major League Baseball teams at your high school watching you? Like, how do you walk down the hall? Like, do you have a little extra hitch in your step? You have to.
I'm going to
be a millionaire.
You got to be careful, though, too, because you get that mindset. If you're not modest about it, you do the Johnny Manziel, and you shove it all up your nose.
It just blows up in your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, yeah. You can be cocky about it. Johnny Manziel, old Johnny Football, should be a cautionary tale. I mean, I know he's not the only one, but he's the one in, I think, the most recent time where it just goes to show, just because you're super talented doesn't mean you can't throw it all away. All right?
Dude, so it kind of reminds me of a video I just saw of Kobe Bryant. It came up on my YouTube, and it was Kobe Bryant walking to English class in high school, and somebody just followed him with a camera.
Yeah.
And you would think that, like, all these kids and students around would be like, because it's Kobe Bryant, but they didn't know at the time. And they knew he's a great basketball player. They didn't know he's going to be, like, the next Michael Jordan. You know, but it was just weird seeing that, like him walking down the hall, and, like there was a kid next to him, like, studying. I'm like, dude, stop studying. Like, get this dude's autograph or start talking, you know, but they don't know. It's just a weird thing.
Yep.
So, and he's very humble. You could tell. He's very humble. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting, man. High school pitcher, half the Major League Baseball team's watching him. Moving on, man. NFL, Devontae Smith of the Philadelphia Eagles. You know Devontae Smith, right, Brock?
Oh, yeah.
He is on hand to watch the 76ers take on the Miami Heat Sunday night. He was the victim of a graphic snafu. As the in-arena camera at the Wells Fargo Center panned to him during the game, the Jumbotron description flashed the words, "Former Eagle Devontae Smith." A photo of the graphic hit Twitter and made fans to just go up in shambles and panic. Wait, what? No.
Oh, God.
It was, you know, obviously, Justin, it was done by a former scoreboard operator, so the guy didn't really know what he was doing, I guess, or maybe he was playing a joke. But Smith, Devontae had fun with it too, joking on Twitter they'd just been fired on his day off.
That's hilarious, dude. That's so funny.
Like, no, come on. Where's he going?
Who's the Eagles' biggest rival? Maybe the guy was a fan of them and he's like, oh, I'm going to mess with everyone. Watch this. Check this out.
You know?
Yeah.
That's funny, dude. The Jumbotron.
Ruining lives.
What? Former, dude, you know, like the stomach, like the stadium just got quiet.
What? No! When did this happen? Yeah, that's hilarious.
We need you. Anyway, that's pretty funny sports news. Basketball, let's get there, man. According to reports, what did I say last hour? Nikola?
Nikola.
I said Nikola Kola Jokic. Yeah. Nikola Kola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets. He's won the MVP award for the second straight season, Brock, making him just the 15th player in history to win multiple MVPs. Jokic also making history in a different way, as he's the first back-to-back MVP to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Hey. Nice. Yeah.
But one of those big men in the NBA that you're like, wow, that guy is very coordinated for as big as he is.
It shouldn't be, but it is. So
you know. Yeah. Seems like he's got eyes in the back of his head, too. He's always doing like the behind the, you know, head pass. And the. I like Jokic. He's just a big man that just knows how to ball, man.
I like it. I like it.
Last story. Get your sound effect ready. I think you know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Rich Strikes. We talked about him yesterday. Rich Strikes. Hold on. Safety on
too
for
soon.
A second.
Too soon. Sorry.
Jesus. Have you gotten into the story? Rich Strikes historic upset at the Kentucky Derby over the weekend headlined the biggest betting day ever on the race. $179 million was bet. In the Perry Mutual Pool, run by Churchill Downs, beating the previous record set in 2019, Rich Strike went off at 80.
Sorry. Too soon.
He's fine. He didn't break anything. He won the race. Rich Strike went off at an 80-1 at the track. But some Las Vegas sportsbook had even longer odds, dude. Rich Strike was a 200-1 on Saturday. At Las Vegas Sportsbook Circa, and so many late bets in the $25 to $50 range came in that Circa ended up taking a small loss on the race.
See, that's at those odds, most people are like, well, hell, I might as well.
Just do it, right?
$25 on there at 200-1, like, okay, yeah, if it doesn't happen, okay, about $25, but if it does, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
Just, you know what's kind of neat about that, though? It guarantees that this isn't rigged, right?
Probably. Well, I mean, it could be. Who knows? Maybe.
Okay, here's the thing. it's rich people. It's gambling. It's kind of sports. It's a, you think there's going to be some shady business going on in this sport, wouldn't you?
Well, there
it's already
kind
of shady.
There has been. We've had multiple stories of owners. Didn't we just read a story about a horse?
Right.
A horse and a jockey both on meth. I mean, my God.
On meth and steroids.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. So yeah, there is some cheating going on. They should name one horse the Astro.
The Astro.
It's from Houston. Cheats. He wins all the time.
All the time. Just banging on banging on trash cans.
You know. Anyway, dude, yeah, Rich Strike. It actually was a big buzzing event over the weekend, and a lot of people lost money that have a lot of money, and I love that. I love
a lot of people, but then also people who didn't have money got a lot of money.
Got a lot of money.
Oh, wait, 201 odds. You know what? I'll throw 50 on it. That's 100.
Take from the rich and give to the poor. There we go, Rich Strike.
That's $100,000. A $50 bet at 201 odds is $100,000.
Dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Dude, we'll start betting on horses.
Yeah. Get the ponies out there, man. Get the ponies out. Ah, geez, sorry.
Jeez, dude. Sorry. Safety. How many bullets are in that thing?
It's a lot. A lot of bullets. A lot of horses to shoot, you know? I mean,
all right. That's your sports this morning.
Sports.
If somebody gets hurt.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Ah, geez, sorry. All right, we'll be back.